The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Well, you would have obviously heard lots of reports about how scarce supplies are in the supermarkets. And it always happens, but this is going to be a shocker by the looks. This has just come off the net. It's an update on this this highway bridge down north of Townsville. The headline reads, Bruce Highway Bridge collapse cuts off flooded North Queensland. A small but critical Bruce Highway Bridge north of Townsville has collapsed, cutting an important supply route to regions hit hard by flooding rains. Now, a local mayor said his town will now have to rely on air support for supplies. Residents and politicians say the flood recovery will be hampered while this bridge is impassable. There's a photo of it here too. It's completely disappeared downstream. It is bizarre. They're referring to it as a catastrophic failure. Is it what? Now, part of the Ollera Creek Bridge north of Townsville has fallen into the flood water. This is back on Sunday afternoon. The failure of the bridge means any supplies, including fuel, water and food, will have to take enormous detours to reach centres north of Townsville. Anyway, further on in the article, it reads here, a local there at Matani, a highway town, said the loss of the bridge meant the whole of North Queensland was at risk of supply shortages. Here's the quote, there's no trucks going from Townsville North and Ingham is in flood and the shelves will be starting to get a bit empty right now. Everybody's running on small generators. Most households down here only carry a small amount of petrol for the generators. Scott Cornish, Queensland Rail, said the rail network was cut off now, both sides of Townsville due to flooding. He said there'd been some signs of scouring and damage, but full assessments can't be carried out till the flood water recedes. Look, this matter is seemingly getting worse by the hour. Coles and Woolies say they're working with suppliers and transport partners to find alternative inland road routes to truck food into North Queensland. Both companies, though, urged people to only buy what they need. The Trucking Association boss, Gary Mann, said the inland routes would potentially add an extra 700 kilometres to the journey. He said people needed to understand that the extra travel would come at a cost. I've just put a call through to the state member for the seat of Hinchinbrook for Katter's Australian Party, Nick D'Amato. He's just picked up the phone. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, John, and good morning, listeners.
It's getting worse by the hour. This bridge thing happened back on Sunday afternoon. It looks like a critical part of getting food to far north Queensland, and it's not looking like being repaired anytime soon.
John, I can say that the recovery efforts that are going to be needed in the north will be a logistical nightmare if this part of the Bruce Highway can't be rectified as soon as possible. Now, I can say I've been on the phone with Brett Mickleberg, the Transport and Main Roads Minister, this morning. Now, I have been told that currently TMR is using drone technology to get up there and actually assess what they can see from the sky of that bridge and the infrastructure that surrounds it, including the pylons. Every effort will be made to ensure that that road becomes number one priority for a reconnection. Now, everything from potentially using local engineering solutions right through to the ADF are being considered right now. But it's one of those situations where while the water is as high as it is, we will need to wait for those floodwaters to drop before we can make a true and proper assessment.
It's not a wide gap. I'm just wondering, you mentioned then the Australian Defence Forces, and they may have the sort of equipment that would breach that gap, but then again, the sort of loads that might be able to cross it might be another matter. And, of course, the speed at which they would cross would be, well, they'd be fundamentally crawling, I suppose, wouldn't they?
Correct. And I believe that's part of the assessment process right now, to see and assess whether or not the ADF equipment can be supported by the existing pylons of that bridge. It's going to take some time to make that assessment, but I have been rest assured that money is not an issue and we'll be making sure all the stops are pulled out so there is nothing from a regulatory base is holding us up. I think everybody from the Premier who's been on the phone to me right through to the Prime Minister, Mr. Carter, has been on the phone to him over the last day and a half. And I can say that everyone knows that this is number one priority for North Queensland right now, restoring that supply chain.
You know, I was listening Jim Blennerhassett the other day saying, we supply all the smaller supermarkets, etc., but well, Coles and Woolies, they rely on the railway. Well, sadly, you've got another issue there too, because the railway's got a question mark over it now. They have to run all sorts of tests to see if there's been some damage to the rail connection.
In the Hinchinbrook electorate, we've got more problems right now that you can poke a stick at. Mm. And transport infrastructure is our number one issue, mainly because even if the water starts subsiding as quickly as we hoped and the rain starts to dissipate, until we can get trucks, supplies, and all those sorts of logistics into this area, it's going to hold us up no end. But also, it's not just holding back the recovery from places like Ingham, Cardwell, Tully Heads. It also holds back the whole north right now. And they've had 160 mil of rain out at Georgetown last night, which doesn't sound like a lot compared to what we've copped on the coast, but it's a lot of water for out west.
Yeah,
and that's affecting the western route as well, which means everywhere from the Cape south is being affected.
Could be an extra 700 Ks for these trucks, and it says here it will take up to 12 hours for their journeys north if the roads are free from flood water. Scott Cornish at Queensland Rail says the rail network was cut off on both sides of Townsville. He said there'd been some signs of scouring and damage, but full assessments can't be carried out till the flood water recedes. How long is it going to take for the flood water to recede? Do you know, Nick?
It's dropping right now, John and listeners, but at the same time, although the Bureau of Meteorology has given us some hope, saying that flooding and rainfall will ease over the coming days, there is still a potential for some of those weather systems out in the Coral Sea to develop and drop rain later on during the week. So right now we're on a hope and a prayer, John. The weather is something that we have not very much control over, but we're trying to manage the situation as best we can locally. I guess my message to everyone right now is continue doing what you're doing to ration your food, your fuel supplies for generators, and ensure that you're not putting yourself in any further danger. We don't want to see our great SES or emergency services personnel being put in danger, rescuing people doing the wrong thing right now. They've got enough on their hands.
Well, you deal with Raymond J.O. He's been on this program quite a few times. He's well known. He's seen as an excellent leader, but this is what he's facing now. His region, including Ingham's, grappling with its worst flooding since 1967. He's relying on helicopters to deliver critical supplies there, including a large generator. The population of Ingham, 5,000 people, have been without power since the substation was flooded at 6:30 p.m. Sunday. So they've got no way of ensuring that even their water's drinkable. So it's an absolute nightmare down there, and it's headed our way.
It certainly is, John, and I spent a fair bit of time with Raymond J. last night.
Yes.
Up at the Hinchinbrookshire Chambers, and I can assure people that today, weather permitting, of course, the ADF is actually flying in one of their Pegasus generators to drop so they can hook that up to the water supply so we can start making water again. Since we lost power at 2.5 days ago, essentially we haven't been able to process water here. We've got lots of it, but we can't drink it at the moment. So, and then the next step after that is as water starts to subside, hopefully we can get ergon in there as quickly as possible to actually start cleaning out that substation, drying it out. But also in parallel, they need to be out there checking the electrical asset. That means getting out there with helicopters and vehicles to check the power lines and power poles, because there's no use switching this thing back on just to have it trip in the first 5 minutes. So every effort's being done to do that. And I understand in the background there's even consideration that if that isn't to occur in a timely manner, alternative generation sources to be supplied.
Well, 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 can I ask you, Nick, if you get an update on that bridge being attended to and a hint of optimism shining through, because there's a whole lot of concern up this end, I can tell you, especially when it comes to food supplies. Can you get straight through to us as soon as you get a bit of news?
Absolutely, John. And like I said, the most up-to-date information came from the Minister via a phone call only about 10 minutes ago, indicating that drones were up there checking it out right now, and they're starting to work on an engineering solution and talking with the ADF.
Good on you, Nick. Thank you for this.
Thank you, John. Thank you, listeners.
That's Nick DiMeo. He's the state member for the seat of Hinchinbrook for Katter's Australian Party.